You're listening to Albany 783 Triple M. Good morning. It's Maz with you here, and I'm catching up with wellness coach and the author of The Wellness Puzzle this morning, Andrew Jobling. Good morning, Andrew. Now, let's get straight into it. My question for you this morning is, there's been a number of articles written that, you know, people have this misconception that being healthy and staying healthy can be quite expensive. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, it's a good question, Maz, and it's something that we definitely need to talk about, because we do live in a time where you've got to be careful with how you spend your money and look at value for money. And I think the question comes back to, there's a difference between cost and value, and there's a difference between cheap and quality. What we've got to ask ourselves is, first question is, am I worth investing some money in to be a healthier person? So that's, I guess, the first question. Mm. Second thing, question, is it really that expensive? Well, I don't think it is. It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
So in terms of, let's start with exercise, for example. Okay, well, people go, well, I can't exercise because I can't afford to go to a gym, or I can't afford to go for a personal trainer. Mm. But you don't need to spend a cent to go for a walk. You don't need to spend a cent to go to a park and do some exercises. You don't need to spend a cent to find a flight of stairs and walk up and down those stairs. You don't need to spend a cent to lie on your back and do some sit-ups and push-ups. You can do all that stuff. There's no cost required. So money's not an issue there. Now, when it comes to nutrition, again, I really don't necessarily think it's more expensive living a healthy life, and I'll explain it this way. Mm. Less healthy foods might be cheaper, but we eat more of them. And the reason why we eat more of them is because there's no nutritional content, therefore it leaves our body craving more food. Mm. Now, if we were to eat less processed food and more high nutrient-dense foods, fruits and vegetables, we wouldn't need to eat as much. Therefore, the cost would balance out. Now, then the other thing is supplementation, and people look at supplementation and vitamins and minerals and that sort of thing and go, oh, it's so expensive. To me, insurance is, I hate spending money on insurance, but I'm glad I've got it. I don't like the money going out of my bank account, but it's nice to have peace of mind that my car's okay if something happens. And I guess where supplementation comes into it, it's almost like an insurance policy. Now, if for some reason you are nutritionally deficient and you don't take supplements, then what you do is you run the risk of spending a lot more money at the other end when you're trying to recover lost health. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you the cost is far, far, far greater trying to recover lost health than it is to spend a bit of money now as an insurance policy to make sure you're getting enough nutrients to keep you healthy.
Because we do take advantage of the health that we have currently. We don't think about it until we have to. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good investment, I think. Awesome. Andrew, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Maz.
Andrew Jobling there, the author of The Wellness Puzzle and wellness coach here on Albany 783 Triple M.